President Bush spoke today before Germany's parliament in Berlin, telling lawmakers that the battle against international terrorism will be won.
Like the threats of another era, this threat cannot be appeased or cannot be ignored by being patient, relentless, and resolute. We will defeat the enemies of freedom.
The address followed the president's meeting with Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schröder and was among the last events of his two-day visit to Germany. The president's on a week-long four-nation European tour. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. Don, what else did the president tell the Bundestag?
Well, the main focus was the fight against terrorism. He thanked Europeans for the support shown in the months following September 11th and for the role they've played in the coalition assembled to confront those responsible for the attacks. But now comes the next phase, and there is some disagreement here over where to go next and some reluctance to widen the war. So the president, in this speech we just heard a clip from, made his case using very stark language detailing the risk of not doing something. He said terrorists hate women and Jews and Christians and all Muslims that disagree with them, and that they hate open societies. He said in this war we're defending civilization itself, saying that the evil that has been formed against the U.S. and other nations has been termed the new totalitarian threat. He also said that these threats are trying to get their hands on nuclear and biological weapons, and he said very pointedly they know the map of Europe as well as they know the map of the United States.
Bush administration wants to move against Saddam Hussein, but it's having trouble enlisting support from European allies.
Right, and this speech was starting to move toward that direction. There have been loud complaints in Europe about widening the war to include Iraq. But the president, again, stressed that nuclear and biological weapons threat. He said if rogue nations protect these capabilities, they won't have any hint of conscience to prevent their use. He noted that he has called Iraq and Iran and North Korea an axis of evil. That's a phrase that's been criticized here, but he said, let us speak the truth, and if the threat is ignored, free nations face certain blackmail and millions of lives are in danger.
American presidents do well in Germany. I think of Reagan and Kennedy. How's President Bush doing?
He was greeted by some 20,000 protesters on the street, though they've been kept far from the president. He hasn't actually seen them or heard them himself. They've been mostly peaceful, except for a handful of small skirmishes with police, police who number 10,000, by the way. But the demonstrators do seem mostly motivated by U.S. actions in the war. There are signs. They have placards protesting the loss of innocent life in Afghanistan. Many are angry about U.S. abandonment of the anti-ballistic missile treaty with Russia. They fear that could lead to instability. And there are certainly complaints here by environmentalists that the U.S. walked away from the Kyoto Global Warming Treaty and that the U.S. is acting in a unilateral fashion without much regard for what other countries think.
What else did he talk to Schröder about?
They talked about trade. Europeans have complained that the president portrays himself as a free trader, but here he is slapping tariffs on imported steel and signing a farm bill that's full of subsidies, which Europeans say will hurt farmers here. So they discussed that, but again, the president said any disputes there will be settled by probably the WTO, the World Trade Organization.
Now it's on to Moscow and a treaty signing with President Putin.
Right, that's the centerpiece of this trip, that treaty to reduce the number of deployed nuclear warheads by two-thirds. Then, after a day and a half in Moscow, they head up to St. Petersburg, which is President Putin's hometown. It's kind of the other side of that trip to Crawford, Texas, that President Putin made back in October.
NPR's Don Gagne in Berlin.